Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Tzadihei, the 95th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This should be a very well-known Mizmor. As we're seeing in the fourth Book of Tehillim, most of these Mizmorim are things which appear in our Siddurs. This starts with the words, Lechu nerananu la'Hashem, Naria letzu yishenu. Let us go forth and sing to God, and we're going to call out and praise to the rock of our salvation. So if we're thinking about this, it sounds rather familiar. Why? Well, let's think about where it appears in our davening. Before we get there, let's look at the overview, structure, and themes quickly. So in terms of the structure, it is only 11 psukim long, and it is divided into two basic sections. The first section is a call to praise to Hashem, and the second section is a rebuke to the community for their lacking in the service of Hashem in the past. I wanted to leave up to you when you read through this Mizmor for a second. As you look through it, where is that break? Where is the division point between the call to praise Hashem because of the greatness on earth and the second section, which is the rebuke to the people who don't? It sounds like, by the way, that the people are ascending to Jerusalem. It almost sounds like this is the song they sing. The first half is the song they sing on their way up as they talk about how powerful Hashem is. Let's go forth. Let's sing to Hashem. Let's go to greet His face, Bizmira. Sounds like they're on the way up to Jerusalem. And the further they climb up the mountains, the more they get closer. Let's bow down. Let's prostrate ourselves. We're going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It sounds like a trip to Hashem. However, then the narrator turns to what sounds like the group that's arriving in Yerushalayim and says, "Al tak shlevavchem kemerivah kiyom asob amirbar." Don't be complainers like your ancestors were. Don't be like them. And it's almost like the mood swings. There's a shift completely in this mizmor. The second half is much more somber because Hashem says, "Your ancestors were just simply behem lo yadu derachai." They didn't know the ways of Hashem, my ways. I swore about them that they're in my anger, that they're not going to come into my resting place. You know, it's funny because on Friday night, this is, as it sounds very familiar, this is the beginning of Kabbalah Shabbos on a Friday night. And we're singing this. And we're singing and they're getting into it. And it's talking about how we were declined access into the land of Israel because of our sins. So sometimes we ought to really think about what we're saying. And we're singing. This is a very somber part of the Mizmor. The first part is very upbeat. Second part, not so much so. All the Mefarshim struggle with trying to put these two pieces together. These sound like two completely separate ideas. What does the first half and the second half of this Mizmor have anything to do with this? So there are a few suggestions. One is Rav Amos Chacham, when looking at this, makes a very simple suggestion, and that he's talking, the logic is he's saying, look, the first generation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the desert, they didn't access Menucha, they didn't access the land of Israel because of their actions. So you who have accessed Menucha, you who are coming to the base of Mikdash, understand that it is predicated upon your not complaining, predicated upon your service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu unquestioningly. And that's perhaps what's being said over here. The Malbim says that the way he puts it is that our relationship to Hashem is not just. Meaning to say, the first half of the Mizmor says, Hashem is great. Hashem is the sustainer of heavens and earth. He creates the seas, you know, all of nature around us. And sometimes we can make a mistake and say, you know what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship to us also just is, just like the seas are, just like the mountain is. Meaning to say, we can think that it's static. So the Malbim says, no. In the second part, im b'kolo tishmo. The second part depends on us. It's actually volatile. It's in flux, and it depends on our actions. And that's what the Mizmor is trying to say. There's relationship grade A, which is Hashem to nature. There's relationship grade B, which is Hashem qua humanity, and that depends on our actions. That's perhaps the connection between the two halves. In terms of the events behind our Mizmor, it is that the Midrash in Tehillim at the beginning of our Mizmor says it actually refers to when we are succeeding against our enemies. So at Hakol Smechim Mapalos Shel Rishayim, everybody's rejoicing upon the downfall of our enemies. That is what we're rejoicing. That is what we are being Mesamech about. And that's why we're giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You wouldn't have necessarily seen that from our Mizmor. It sounds like there is a joy here. It sounds like they are going forward in praise, but it wasn't clear what that was. The Midrash suggests that we've just made a tremendous success against our enemies. Not clear which one that is, but nonetheless, that's one option. Obviously, in the Mizmor itself, it refers to particular historical events, but nonetheless, that the events in the Midbar, but it seems to be talking a time much later than that. in terms of the places in our tefillah, it should be patently obvious, and as I just mentioned a moment ago, that this is the beginning of what we call Kabbalah's Shabbos today. Historically speaking, it is interesting, the Gemara does not talk about this. The Gemara explains, as the Aruch HaShulchan, quoting the Rambam, quoting the Gemara, talks about this, is that there is an idea that to do what's called Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos is preparing for Shabbos, doing the things necessary that Shabbos is the right state when one gets there. And part of that is setting some time before Shabbos to sit, to absorb, to become mindful, to become present before Shabbos comes in. And that's what the Gemara says, that the people gather together and they would say, Bo v'netze likras Shabbos Malkus. So people would say, let's go greet the Sabbath. However, in the 1500s, of the times of the Chachmei Tzfat, the times of Rav Alkabetz, and the incredible leadership that was in Tzfat during the 1500s, there was the development of what we have today as Kabbalah Shabbos, in which there were 7 Mizmorim were taken for Kabbalah Shabbos. It's interesting that there are a number of times in Tehillim where the Siddur itself takes a consecutive group of Mizmorim and copies and pastes them into the Siddur. So this is one example. There are 2 other examples where there's a consecutive bunch of Tehillim which are used one after the other in the same sequence in the Siddur. I'm going to leave those other 2 as a question for homework as to where they are. But we actually see these Mizmorim, Tzadi Hei, which is 95 to 100, are in fact that group. It is interesting, though, that Mizmor Kuf, which actually very much reflects this Mizmor, so 195, the bookends of this group, actually are very similar in terms of thanksgiving and in terms of theme. There's a lot of word parallels, but Mizmor Kuf 100 is actually omitted from the Friday night service, and the reason is because we don't bring a Korban Toda, the sacrifice of Toda, which is the Thanksgiving Akra sacrifice on a Shabbos. It's a voluntary sacrifice. It is not Doiched. It's not push aside Shabbos. So that Mizmor is omitted, and instead it's replaced by Mizmor Choftes, the 29th Mizmor, as the 6th Mizmor over here on a Friday night. The reason why there's these 6 Mizmorim over here, which are chosen, is because, in fact, it's almost like the 6 days of the week leading to Lech HaDoidi, which is the 7th and bringing in Shabbos itself. It's also worthwhile noticing that the way the Malbim describes this is that all of these Mizmorim, the next ones we're about to see, the next 5, which we copy and paste from here, in addition to Choftes, which is the 6th, we're going to see that there's 2 themes, says the Malbim, of the way Hashem providentially runs this world, whether it be through nature or superseding nature. And therefore, when we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu peering through the lattices, that's when we say, L'chun rana na Hashem noria l'tzu yishenu, that there's going to be joy, there's going to be happiness, there's going to be an incredible amount of elation which is experienced when one experiences and when one sees that Hashem is acting whether through or above nature. And that's what these Mizmorim are going to be doing, and we're going to highlight it throughout. It is also worthwhile noticing that as Rav Yaakov says in the Nesiv Bina, that of all these Mizmorim, and the next ones we're about to see, the theme of all of them is the idea of the Malchus of Hashem, the reign of Hashem in this world, and that it's expressed in different ways and seen through different perspectives through these 6 Mizmorim. But that seems to be the common theme, and we're going to see how we see the Malchus of Hashem, which is therefore put on a Friday night at a time when we are open to be able to see that. Last point we're going to focus on today is just a pasuk in the spotlight. This comes back to the question I asked at the beginning. Where is the hinge? Where is the changeover point in this Mizmor? Where does it actually change over from theme 1 to theme 2? And the answer is in the middle of Pasuk Zion. Listen to Pasuk Zion very carefully. He is our God, and we are his special flock, and the sheep of his hand. Hayom im b'kalu tishmo. So the beginning sounds wonderful, it's romantic. We are his flock. But then there's an optional given there, if we listen to his voice. That's where the changeover happens. Let's think about that for a second. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Ches Amud Aleph, tells us that a very, very serious thing about this. It says that once one of the Tanoim went, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, went to see Mashiach, and he asked Mashiach, when are you going to come? The Mashiach said to him, I'm going to come today. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came and reported the conversation that he had with Mashiach, and he said, wait a second, like, how does that work? Is that true? And he responded with this pasuk, Hayom, today, Im bekolo tishmo, if you'll listen to his voice. Meaning, will he come today? Absolutely, the potential is ripe. But that's only if you decide that's right. In fact, Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Maharan, in a very beautiful, very famous paragraph, says that there's a klal, there's a rule when it comes to avodas Hashem, the way to serve God. And that is shelo yosim neged einov ki im b'oyso yom. A person should only think about the day in front of them. A person should never think about the next day. A person should never say, oh, you know what, tomorrow I'm going to do it. To what about tomorrow? No. When you want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a moment, and that moment's right now. Hayom im bekolo tishmo, he says. That's where the person's primary focus is. And therefore, this mizmor is saying something very simple. The hinge, the centerpiece of this mizmor is, it's wonderful to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's wonderful to look at the static relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with nature. But the relationship with human beings, as the Malbim says, is actually in flux, and it depends on us. And therefore, every single day is Hayom im bekolo tishmo. Every single day is, will we choose to invite him in? The Kotzker Rebbe was asked once when he was a young boy. They asked him, where is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where is the Almighty, Yingle? And it was in the days before Uncle Moshe had answered that in his famous song. And so the Kotzker Rebbe answered in a different way. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is like sunlight. He is wherever you decide to let him in. And that's Hayom im bekolo tishmo. And that's why the past and the future are merged upon that hinge. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.